When you're with your children, you do all that you hopefully can to protect them from any threats or dangers. You obviously can't be with them 24/7, so you need to place your trust in others, like when your kid's at school, to make sure that they avoid anything that will place their health at any sort of risk. Our next guests join us to discuss some of the challenges schools face in preventing germs from infecting children and the easy means by which to do this. To do that, we bring in pediatric health expert Dr. Tanya Altman, along with Clorox Professional Products Company Associate Director of Marketing, Christina Vanoni. Thanks for being here today, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Start off with you, Doctor. As far as, I mean, we always use the generic term germs, but as far as any specific illness, what are some of the more common that result out of germs in a school classroom environment, for example?
And so that's a great question. We are in cold and flu season now. So we're seeing common cold viruses. We're seeing the influenza flu virus. We're seeing norovirus, which is a stomach infection. We also are seeing bacteria such as strep throat and even MRSA. And all of these are so infectious that kids can often share them with their friends before they even become symptomatic. And when kids aren't feeling well, you know, that makes parents unhappy. Kids have to stay home from school. Parents miss work. So this really takes a toll on everybody in the family. So that's why it's important that pediatricians work together with parents and work together with schools to really all try to keep kids healthy and in school where they belong.
And, Christine, to do that, I mean, obviously hand washing, proper hygiene is helpful. But I know that there are certain products that, as far as the schools are concerned, it becomes very useful tools to prevent things instead of have to react to things like germs and the various illnesses the doctor just mentioned.
Absolutely. Schools are definitely a breeding ground for germs. And like you said, we do want to teach children good habits. So making sure they wash their hands the right way. But honestly, they don't always do that. Kids will be kids. And so we know that germs in schools not only spread from person to person, but germs also spread on surfaces. So there are statistics that show that the flu virus can last on surfaces for up to 48 hours, norovirus for days. And kids can touch up to 300 surfaces in just 30 minutes. So what's important is that there are a lot of different ways to prevent the spread of illness, and schools can play an important role by routine disinfection. Clorox Professional recently launched a new product. It's called the Clorox Total 360 System, and it's a new way for schools to more thoroughly and quickly and easily disinfect surfaces. What it does, it actually creates an electrostatic spray on our disinfectants and sanitizers so that there's superior coverage on surfaces where, again, those germs can spread. That could be in the classroom, and it could be on the underside or backside of desks or chairs or places, again, where traditional cleaning methods is just hard to do. We're also seeing the usage in other areas in schools, like the locker rooms or the gyms, where not only cold and flu can be spread, but also different bacteria like MRSA. So it's really exciting because we want to continue to help schools prevent the spread of illnesses and also treat them when they occur.
Question for Dr. Altman, how much more prone to illnesses from germs are children versus adults?
Well, you know, children, they touch everything. They touch their friends. They touch their toys. They touch their books. They touch under the desk. They touch on top of the desk. And so that's why they share germs. I mean, there was a study recently that showed that kids touch 300 surfaces in 30 minutes. Which is different from adults. You know, we usually keep our hands more to ourselves.
Yeah.
Also, kids tend to not wash their hands as often or as well, and they touch their face a lot. You always see kids rubbing their eyes, picking their nose, sucking on their fingers, and that's why kids tend to get sick more often. That's how these germs enter the body and then also, you know, spread from person to person.
And sometimes sucking their fingers after they pick their nose, which is a whole other story. Dharma Dr. Tanya Altman, pediatric health expert, along with Christina Vanoni, who is Clorox Professional Products Company Associate Director of Marketing. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as those products you mentioned, Christina, the use of, I mean, people can get a product that's effective, but unless they use it at the proper frequency, it's not going to work out. As far as those products you just described, what's the frequency of use that's best
Well, we know, again, that surfaces can harbor those germs for days. So, again, the flu virus, 48 hours, norovirus, up to days. So what we do recommend is a daily disinfection routine. What we'll do with Clorox Professional is we'll work with the school to understand how they have their certain protocols and where it fits. But it is important to prevent the spread of illness. And, again, like Dr. Altman said, sometimes you don't see the symptoms happening. So you want to make sure that you are always disinfecting.
And doctor, the products are certainly a good thing, and but they're not designed to be the standalone. There's basic hygiene and cleanliness and just general day-to-day tips that parents need to be teaching the kids, correct?
Exactly. You know, there are many layers to help keep everyone healthy. So flu vaccines are recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older. I got mine a few weeks ago, gave it to everybody in my family. Good hand-washing techniques, as we talked about. I also teach young kids to cough into their elbows. It's the vampire cough, instead of their hands. That way, the germs don't stay on their fingers and spread from friend to friend. You want to make sure everyone's, you know, getting enough proper nutrition, eating lots of fresh fruit and vegetables, getting enough sleep, seeing their doctor on a regular basis. And also, if anyone isn't feeling well, you know, keep them home. Don't send them to school where they can share germs with their friends.
And, doctor, as far as regional existence of illness, the flu season, things like that, as far as the Northeast is concerned, how do we look like we're going to be struck this year?
Well, you know, the CDC monitors this every year. And last year, you know, the flu season was sort of moderate. But we don't know yet, but it may be worse this year. You always want to make sure everyone's protected and armed. But what I can tell you is that many of these viruses love the cold weather. So they start on the East Coast, and then they move across to the West. So the flu is in your town now. So if you haven't gotten a flu shot yet, now's the time to get it. Wash your hands a lot and make sure you are eating well, exercising, and getting enough sleep.
And believe it or not, for you listening, it only takes a couple of particles of a virus for an infection or an illness, especially for younger children, for them to get struck by something like that. So everything that you just heard both Tanya and Christina talk about are really important to remember. As far as that knowledge, Christina, do you have a location, a website that people can go to get more info about everything we talked about here? Because we're laying a lot of stuff in people's ears right now.
Yes. So you or a school or facility can go to CloroxTotal360.com for more information.
And it's as simple as that. And really simple actions can do a lot of prevention of illnesses that take a lot of time and cause a lot of annoyance and grief and just stuff you don't want to deal with. No, healthy is certainly the better option. And simple tips like Dr. Altman and Christina have provided you with certainly be the prevent defense as we get into the winter, the cold, and the flu season. We've been joined this morning by pediatric health expert Dr. Tanya Altman, along with Clorox Professional Products Company Associate Director of Marketing, Christina Vannoni. Ladies, thanks so much for the info and for keeping us healthy and safe this flu and winter seasons, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy.